It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, I just want to start this off by saying whatever you're into, that's cool. As long as it's not, you know, I mean, there's different realms, but obviously I'm not going to go into that because that is really grim. But
say all good people?
Yeah, all good people, right?
No judgment.
No judgment. A little bit of judgment. This teenager has landed himself in hospital in the emergency room in London.
Oh, no, I've just realised what you're talking about. I've read this.
Oh, my God. No, horrifying. I don't wanna, have you seen the x-ray, though?
No, I kind of, I saw a second of it and I was like,
You know how sometimes you're lying at home and you've got no one and you're like, you look over, you're like, your phone's there. I mean, there's videos available on your phone, right?
Yeah.
But instead of that, you look to the USB cord that's plugging your phone in.
Yeah.
And you think, maybe I'll insert it.
In me. I wonder if that'd fit. Oh, no, it doesn't fit. Well, I'll make it fit.
Make it fit. You know what? Let's put a little knot into it. That'll make things better.
Is there a knot in the
cable? There's a knot in the cable. So basically, he's got a full USB cable, this guy, this teenager. And as part of sexual exploration and experimentation, he's decided to insert it, much as I imagine what a catheter is inserted. Have you had a catheter before?
No.
Right. So anyway, there was a bit of problem when he found that he was tugging on it.
No, I can't, dude. I can't. I can't actually tugging. No,
tugging. And then I can't get it out.
Go.
No, come back because he started peeing blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's when he was like, there's a problem. Then he's like, Mum, I better go to the doctor's,
Jesus Christ.
She's like, what have you done? We keep that next to the bed to plug the bloody phone in.
Is it a lightning cable or is it a full USB? Because there's a difference. There's like
So imagine you got the brick that you plug your iPhone in, and then the bit that slides into the brick. I mean, luckily he hasn't inserted the brick. I mean, he's done well there. But it's a full USB lightning cable situation, right? Anyway, then they went in there. And the surgeons were like, okay, so what's going on? He's like, Mum, if you could just step out for a moment. And he said to them, look, this is embarrassing. I don't want my mum to know, but I was trying to get me rocks off and I've done this. And they're like, oh, well, this is shocking. I'm going to show you the x-ray. No, you have to look at it. Look at it.
It's okay.
What do you think?
It's okay to look at because you can't really see much.
Oh, you can't see? Oh, it's all been in. Yeah.
It's just wire and an X-ray. So that's actually not as graphic as the whole idea.
But can you see? I just want to. Can you see just here at the end where it's stuck?
No, I don't want to focus on it, mate.
Anyway, then they're like, all right, well, we can't, you know that story, you know the kid's story. It was like, we can't go under it. We can't go, we'll have to pull through it.
Yeah.
So then they're like, we couldn't do that.
So
So they had to cut a little, you know how there's like the bit in between? The bit in between.
The notcher? The notcha.
Yeah.
It's a notcha.
Yeah, they had to cut that.
Yeah.
And then.
And go in from there.
Go in from there and whoosh, get it out. Anyway, he's all good.
Okay.
He's all good now. But, I mean, there's whole other plate. There's
Don't say whole, mate. Don't say whole.
Well, there's many holes now. Nah. Welcome to, what we deal with.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Shout out to Blackman's in Torquay.
Yeah.
Went there yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For a catch up with some mates. And, man, it was, we were all very happy considering it's, you know, we've gone into snap lockdown as of today.
Mm.
But there were eight of us that got in there. We were the only people, like, inside, and then they had people outside.
Yeah.
Like, or whatever. So
yeah, well, I think the limit's 10 people inside.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So we were pretty lucky to say it. But, man, they took care of us.
Of course they did.
So good. And, like, we had three of the kids there, and the staff were playing with the kids. Mm. And then, just beautiful. So, shout out to those guys. We had an awesome time. But, you know, I'm a socially awkward individual anyway.
Yes.
And then you pack on 18 months of a pandemic, and things just get. just a little bit weirder. And you kind of don't realise until you're in that social situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I haven't, I mean, I don't remember the last time I like sat down in a place for a meal. Like it's been quite a while, right? Mm. So yesterday we're there and because you're only there for like an hour and a half,
yeah,
or whatever you can be there for, the it's yeah, kind yeah. of like you get in and you got to get in there, you got to order and do the right thing. So we've sat down and then the guy behind the bar, we're like, hey, do you want us to come up and order? And he's like, oh, no, that's cool. Like
table
sit
service.
Down, you
yep.
know.
Yep.
So we're asking a few questions across the bar and stuff. And at one point I asked a question and I can't remember what it was. I think it was something about the food as well. I'm like, oh, yeah, do you want us, you know. And he's like, no, we'll come over. And we're like, I'm like, cool, man, cool. And then I was like,
"What did
my
you
God.
Do? You didn't see that, guys, because this is radio." But she went, "Cool, man, cool," and like nodded and gave shuckers.
I shuckered a guy at a restaurant
for doing his job.
For doing his job, I shuckered him.
You're so cool, bro.
I'm like, "Cool, man." Yep.
Is that just because you're in Torquay or?
I don't know.
Oh my
I've lost
God.
All ability
Dude.
To be normal.
No.
And then everyone at the table went, Jimmy picked it up first. He's like, did you just shucker a guy? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my God.
So I just want to apologize to the people Blackmans. For some reason, that's my new coping ability is to, when I'm a bit awkward,
shucker
is to
anyone.
Just shucker people. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't you dare shucker me. You are so lucky that we're in lockdown and they're not going to be staffed. Maybe they'll be doing takeaway. Maybe we can get them on the phone. I'm going to get them on the phone.
God.
I want you to do a proper apology for the shucker.
I'm so embarrassed.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
I heard earlier you're talking about the shuckers, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And so when I've walked in, Loggie doesn't know this, she sort of went to, she half shuckered and then pulled away because of your conversation earlier. So she walked in,
really?
it was a, oh, no, I better not do that. And it was, yes.
Oh, my God, I'm doing
did.
It without even knowing
you did.
Now.
Subconscious shucker.
It was.
Oh, no, this has gotten really bad.
It is.
Lock
so
me
there
down.
You go.
Lock me down.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
It was a natural, and you caught yourself doing it. You're like, no, you're
oh
not doing
God.
That.
You're turning into a grommet.
What is happening?
You're a full on grom.
Do I have a wetsuit under my clothes today? Definitely don't.
No,
definitely
because you would have been late for work trying to get into it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, John.
No, I love it.
I'm emotionally
worse. That was a good entry.
Off.
I thought I was entertained myself. Yeah. When I walk in, I'm like, I'm saving that.
You're like, oh, that's one of those famous loggy shackers.
There's my in to start today's show.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Ray Johnson joins us. G'day, mate.
G'day, how are you?
I'm going to get you in on this one.
Hey!
I've got a bit of a situation. I need some help in the bedroom, and I thought, hey, many hands make light work.
Good morning, everyone.
you're here, so we might as well get you involved, hey?
Many hands make light work.
That's interesting.
Gross.
So I have a situation at the moment. So I'm quite a vigorous sleeper, quite an active sleeper. So
move around
I'll
a little
roll
bit,
roll and roll and roll and roll in my sleep. And it frustrates my wife to no end.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, which, I mean, I understand, right? But when I do roll, sometimes in my sleep, I will take the doona with me, okay? Mm. And so I don't think it happens as often as she thinks it happens.
Oh, it's all in her head. Is that what you're saying?
That's No.
This is a really
good
starting
point. You're the one
awake
during all this, aren't you?
Mm.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I wake up in the morning and sometimes the doona's, sometimes the doona's over my side.
Is that the first thing you look at now when you wake up? Where's the position of the doona?
It's becoming a thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, it's gone, it's transcended that because not only now whenever it comes up at all or sort of anything to do with doonas come up, she's like, and you do it and you steal it and every night you do it. And then she goes, really? Like, she gets, because it's obviously become a thing.
Which is normal. Okay. Good.
So now she will also preemptively steal the blanket, the doona, from me. So I'll get into bed and I'll just feel it go,
yes,
off me.
Because
and I'm like, I'm just lying here.
It's coming back.
I'm not even doing anything.
You know what you need?
What?
You need on your side, you need a weighted blanket on top. So that will stop your movement as much, and therefore you, because of the weight, you won't be able to drag the doona with you.
You reckon this guy can take two doonas?
Well, the heat I think on you him. Have to. I think you have to for a period of time. This is this is an issue.
Question.
This is a serious issue.
Before we get into this sort of stuff, is it just a doona, or are you talking top sheet blanket doona, or just
top sheet doona?
Okay, thank God.
We're a top sheet doona arrangement.
Thank God. Okay, that's all right. I thought there were more problems we had to get into, but that's okay.
No, we do. We do. We're not. We're not savages.
Thank you.
We have top sheets.
Yeah, thank God.
But yeah, so I'd say I don't know what to do now. People said, oh, maybe you need a separate doona each, but that just looks messy. Surely, I don't know how you make that bed. I mean, I make the bed.
Yeah, no, you couldn't. Yeah. You could. You could have a nice one at the front of the bed.
I think you just need to stop being so selfish.
Stop being vigorous in the bedroom. It's pretty simple.
You guys absolutely no help.
None whatsoever. I gave you an option.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy. Tom and
Log. Guess what, mate? Something is back and I'm excited.
The eagle has landed.
That sounds like a falcon.
Falcon watch.
Falcon watch. It's that time of the year again, man. The peregrine falcons, they are back.
They're back.
They are back. Now, apparently, they have been back for a few weeks, so where have I been? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But 367 Collins Street is where these peregrine falcons nest each and every year.
About 40 stories up.
Yes, and it is amazing. We are so lucky. Like, I need you to understand how lucky we are to have a live stream in Australia of our peregrine. People watch from all over the world.
Yeah.
These, oh my God, it is, I cry each and every year at multiple times of the hatchlings' lives.
Yeah, when they do that, it's pretty epic when they do their first, like, flight. When they first take that leap into nothing from the 40th floor or whatever. That's pretty full on. And they are quite cute, but also horrifying, being apex predators, though.
Mate,
the parents have landed and they've got a stray cat that they're now tearing to shreds, feeding to.
Do you know what? I would suggest getting the family around and watching the live stream. You can do so, 367 Collins Street.
Yeah.
Type that in. It'll take you to the live stream. It's on YouTube. But currently, I'm not sure if it's mama or papa, but he's sitting there. There are four eggs.
Oh, four.
This year, four eggs. The 367 Collins Falcon Watchers Facebook page that I'm a part of is really great too, because they record everything.
And then
people are like, oh, look at dad coming in to sit on the eggs, and then his mum bungee jumping off the edge, and it's all like slow-mo and everything, and you can see dad trying to settle on the eggs, and he's like, wait, no, this isn't right, and hang on, and oh no, I don't feel right, and getting up, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. I will keep you up to date with Falcon Watch. It is that time again, guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful moment.
I'm looking forward to the video of when they've swung past Melbourne Zoo and grabbed an endangered rock wallaby and bring that up to feed the chicks.
It's beautiful, mate.
No, it is. It's gory and beautiful. Where can you see it again? What's it called?
So it's 367 Collins Falcon Watchers is the Facebook page. Google Falcon Collins Street.
It'll come
up straight away.
Do your own research is what Lucky's saying.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to all the wildlife.
Dominant K-Rock.